Dear listeners, you're listening to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM. It's now time for the Islamic Education Series.
This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward. This world is a flag for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to avoid our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, lessons about the belief, acts of worship, and Islamic manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true, in everything we think and do.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon his prophets great miracles. Among these miracles, Allah endowed our master Musa alayhi salam with the wondrous staff, the walking stick. It was narrated that this magnificent staff, as a miracle to Prophet Musa, would transform by the will of Allah into a real snake, a live snake that swallowed all the ropes which the magicians of the Pharaoh tricked people into believing they were snakes. It was also said that Prophet Adam brought this staff down with him from paradise, and it remained on earth until Angel Jibreel handed it over to Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam would lean on this staff when walking and standing. He would also use it to bring down tree leaves to make it easier for his sheep to get a feed. The staff protected and defended Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his herd from the attacks of enemies or wild animals. And by the will of Allah the Exalted, it would also bring any sheep back to the herd when they went astray. This staff was about 4.5 meters in length. Some of the wondrous benefits of this staff was that it walked and talked to Prophet Musa alayhi salam during his trips. It also branched out into a Y shape, which enabled the Prophet to use its branches to hang his belongings, such as his bows and arrows. At night, the two branches would light up like candles. This magnificent staff would also stretch in length to reach down to the deepest well, and its top would transform into a bucket shape, which Prophet Musa would fill up with water to drink out of if he felt thirsty while in the desert and a well was out of reach. The Prophet would plunge this walking stick in the ground, and by the will of Allah, water would gush out of it, and it would stop gushing out as soon as he pulled it out of the ground. The staff was also used by Prophet Musa alayhi salam to give him shade from the extreme heat of the desert. By simply placing his coat on its branches, the branches would extend when the Prophet stuck the staff in the ground. Whenever the Prophet wished for some fruits, he would also push his wondrous staff in the ground, and by the will of Allah the Exalted, it would leave and bear fruits from which he ate what appealed to him. It would also protect the Prophet from harmful insects and pests such as scorpions. The first time this wondrous staff transformed into a snake, it had a mane like a horse's mane, and a mouth which opened to 40 cubits, about 18 meters wide. It swallowed anything and everything that was in its way, including trees and rocks. The Prophet could even hear the grinding and screeching of the stones and trees in its mouth and its stomach. it was narrated that Allah the Exalted revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam to put his hand inside this snake's mouth, and that it would not hurt him. It was a miracle bestowed upon him and to strengthen his heart. Consequently, as Prophet Musa alayhi salam put his hand in the snake's mouth between its teeth, the snake returned to its original form of the wooden stick. That was not magic, because magic can be imitated and challenged by stronger and more skilled magicians. What Prophet Musa alayhi salam came with was definitely a miracle that could not be imitated nor challenged. Among the greatest miracles of our Master Musa alayhi salam with this marvelous staff was when he and other Muslims from the descendants of Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, who is Israel, were in Egypt. They were followed by the Pharaoh, who was then the ruler of Egypt. Israel was a true Muslim like all other prophets of Allah. When Prophet Musa reached the sea, Allah the Exalted revealed to him to strike the sea with his staff. When he did, the sea was split into 12 sections, each of which was the size of a huge mountain. In between the sections, the bottom of the sea became dry land. The Prophet and his 600,000 followers were then able to cross through, during which time the Pharaoh was preoccupied with some national celebrations. When the news reached the Pharaoh, he followed with 1,600,000 members of his army to reach Prophet Musa. When he arrived at the seashore, he entered the sea, trying to get to Prophet Musa. But as soon as Prophet Musa and his men crossed the sea safely, the sea returned back to its original form, and its huge deep waves swallowed the Pharaoh and all his men. Allah knows best. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu wa ahkam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to abhor our sins and seek reward. This world is a trap for us, and we know well that we must obey the orders from our Lord to abhor our sins and seek reward.
The Islamic Education Series, Lessons About the Belief, Acts of Worship, and Islamic Manners. God willing, this knowledge will help our youth contribute to building communities based on sound values and make them safe in the hereafter.
To Islam we must be true in everything we think and do.
You have just listened to the Islamic Education Series. Stay tuned to the Muslim Community Radio on 92.1 FM.